Spring into action with the biggest fly fishing gear sale of the season. Jackson Hole Fly Company is thrilled to announce their spectacular 25% off anniversary sale. They are inviting all of us to celebrate with them. Whether you're a seasoned angler or just starting out, there's never been a better time to upgrade your equipment and save big. Are you looking for a rugged, waterproof sling pack or backpack to keep your gear dry throughout all the adventures this year? They have you covered. Are you in search of a new carbon fiber landing net? Top quality fly boxes, essential gear like fly lines and leaders? They have all that and more. This is your chance to grab some incredible deals and make the fishing season unforgettable. Don't wait. Dive into the savings today. Head over to jacksonholeflycompany.com and take advantage of this limited time sale. I've got another bonus episode for you today. We are highlighting the custom rod build out bonus today on the Wet Fly Swing Fly Fishing Show. Hey, 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 Chris Christofek is back to highlight the custom rod he's given away just in a few days. Chris tells us how to enter and what the rod build out process will look like for the winner. You can head over to the show notes right now and click that link to enter right now. Just open up your app and click the giveaway button, and you can enter to win this cool rod bonus give out. Chris also gives us a few custom rod building tips along the way, and this is a quick one, but if you can, before we get started, just click that link down in your app or at the webpage, and you can enter to win this rod. Without further ado, here is Chris Christofek from Lake Lady Rods.
How's it going, Chris?
Everything is cool. I'm waiting for summer to get here.
That's right. That's right. Last time we talked, I think we were talking about how winter was still dragging on. Is it still dragging on there?
It just will not let go. Our lake is in front of us is still frozen over. It's still snow white. It was 19 degrees Fahrenheit this morning. At daybreak, it's already at 35, so we're getting some heat, but we got a lot of ice to melt. Really, we've got a lot of ice to melt. We're probably, oh, I don't know, 3 weeks behind maybe what normal is. So, yep. Yeah, it's been a long, tough winter.
There you go. So we're standing. Yeah, we're almost to May now as we're recording this, and so hopefully you guys break some ice out there. We'll keep up with you on that, of course. But we're going to talk about this giveaway we have going. This is the last week, and actually the last few days of this giveaway. You're going to be giving away this amazing custom rod to one winner. And I just wanted to highlight again that, you know, for those that haven't seen that out there. So we're going to talk about a couple of tips for rod building as well. But give us a quick, for those that didn't catch you on the last episode, give us a quick, like who you are and what Lake Lady is.
Yeah, well, we are high-end professional custom rod builders. I build all of these rods one at a time in our shop in Breezy Point, Minnesota. Been doing this for about 23 years. This rod that we're giving away is a Batson Rain Shadow Unity rod. I think it's a four-weight. It's got a really cool, or will have a really cool handle on it out of Portuguese burl cork, with some Minnesota birch bark inlays in it, some burnt cork. It's got a nickel silver reel seat. You're going to be able to, or the winner will be able to choose the length of the handle for him or her, and thread colors and the kind of guides that we put on this rod, whether it's snake guides or traditional ring guides. It'll come with a protective embroidered rod sock with our name on it. And of course, Wet Fly Swing. And then a protective tube to protect the rod so that it doesn't get damaged. So it's going to be a really cool rod. It's a high-end rod. It's not something that you would find in a sporting goods store anywhere. High-end custom stuff is just not what you would find in a sporting goods store. So that's what we do. They're very precise. There's a little bit of artwork that goes into it. I think on this one, I'm going to do a little mayfly weave out of thread.
Oh, nice.
Put that on the rod, too, just as an embellishment. That'll be kind of cool. And we do that occasionally on some of these high-end fly rods. Just add something that you know, there's nobody else doing anything like that. So they're really cool stuff. And this rod is, if it were to be sold, it'd be someplace in the high $900 range, maybe up to $1,000 because of the tubes and so on. But, you know, we can build rods for more than that, of course, or, you know, we can step down in the quality just a little bit and build some rods for something less than that. But, you know, every rod's is as individual as you are. We try to fit budgets and all that kind of thing. At any rate, the giveaway rod is going to be a really cool rod, and whoever gets it is really going to have a fun time with it. There's no question about that.
Perfect. And you're going to, and the winner that we draw, and I'll put a link in the show notes to enter that. It'll be at, for this one, it'll be at wetflyswing.com/Lake Lady Giveaway, but we'll put a real easy link they can click right now in the show notes to enter that. And then whoever wins it, you're going to walk them through, right? The rod isn't built, so you're actually going to kind of work with them to build this rod that's custom for them. Is that true?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I cannot build a custom rod for anybody without talking to them. We'll go through the whole drill, and we'll get this rod built for them in due time and get it off to them.
That's perfect. Yeah, and I love this. As you're talking here, I always kind of think back to my dad back in the old shop. We used to have this little shop, and he used to, custom rods were a big part of his thing, right? And he'd, even down to the writing on the rod and stuff. And I always remember people would come back with the name on the rod. And it was like, oh, wow, it was this unique special rod built by my dad, right? And it was only a limited number, right? I don't know what that was, right? It was like a couple hundred or whatever, you know, per year. So, I mean, that's the cool thing here. Like you said, this is a one of a kind, you know, you're not going to find this anywhere. And it's kind of built by you, which is also pretty cool, right? You're up in the Midwest and you have a cool thing going.
Yeah. So, you know, we do somewhat of the same thing that your dad did. And, you know, I sign all of these rods in my original signature. It has a serial number on it that flows through our accounting system. So I can go back and figure out how or what was done with this rod, you know, long time after it was built. Should it get lost or stolen, we can identify it verbally for insurance purposes and those kinds of things. So that's happened a couple of times. People have had rods stolen out of their vehicle, and you know they get really long chinned about all of that. Of course, when that happens, and we've been able to give the insurance company the exact detail of how that rod was built, what it looks like, and the whole nine yards. And everybody has so far that has had that unfortunate experience has been satisfied at the end of the day.
Exactly. And that's part of it. I think you're painting the picture here, and we'll put a link to episode 303. We had that episode with you, and you went in deep to pretty much all of this and the process and kind of some of your, it was cool because you talked about some of the people that you learned from and mentored you along the way, and including Gary Loomis, right? He was somebody who you definitely connected with along the way.
Yeah, several years ago, a long time ago, Gary, and there's a bunch of others that really have helped me learn, you know, what I know, and you know, and I'm willing to share some of that knowledge to others as well. In fact, we teach rod building in a weekend class, you know, and it's mobile. We can go just about anywhere with it.
Let's hear about that. So on the teaching, describe that, because remind us again how that works. So if somebody's listening here and they're really interested and it sounds like, you know, the different way you do this, so they could actually take a course and learn from you?
We teach rod building in the winter in my hometown of Breezy Point, Minnesota. It's a weekend class. Friday starts Friday night, all day Saturday, and 2 or 3 hours on Sunday, and you're done, and you can build a rod of your choice. You'll learn a whole bunch about building rods and fishing rods in particular. That's another service that we offer. Sure.
Okay. And do you do that once? Is that something where it's just a one-time deal per year, or do you do multiple deals?
Oh, I do it. I do it 4 or 5 times during the winter. It's a weekend thing. You know, it takes some work to get it put together and you know, make it work. And they're small classes, 6 to 8 people max, so that I can give somebody individual attention to build their own rod. So, yeah.
And are you giving away all your secrets on that one? Is people, if they take that, are they going to learn everything?
Well, there's some secrets, of course, that we will divulge during that class. You have to, in order to get a quality product done. And, you know, I'm willing to do that at that point. But somebody just calling me up and chatting on the phone, you know, I'm not going to be quite so willing to divulge some of the things that I know. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, and that's what the point we're driving home, that this is going to be unique to the person. So this is cool. I think we've hit on that pretty well. Give us as we take it out of here, do you have any like a fun fact on rods or rod building or a story you want to share to take us out of here? Maybe I know you told some stories on the past episode, but anything new, any rod building fun facts or anything you want to share?
Boy, I don't know.
I'm putting you on the spot. I know here.
I think one of the cool things that I have done is I have really spent some quality time and effort and a lot of money in learning how to build fishing rods. It all started out with two paragraphs from a Field and Stream magazine about 23 years ago, and since then I have taken master classes from 9 of the 12. Legends of rod building around the world. I've taken classes in the UK, in Portugal, several places in the United States, and you know, I've learned from the best of the best, and I've read everything I can get my hands on about how to build rods. And I've been through three rod factories, and I've built fishing rods in each of them. So I know what it takes. I know what the process is. I know what they do. I've just been rewarded wonderfully with opportunities to be able to do those kinds of things. And I'm very grateful for it. And it's a thing that started out as a hobby, years ago and, has morphed into a small business, keeps me off of the couch and active and involved. It's just something that has really been gratifying for me over the years.
Nice, nice. And you have, and I was going to ask you, like, you know, when you're gone, when we're gone, you know, who's going to be there to kind of teach, or you got this wisdom, but it sounds like you got 87 or maybe some 100 people that actually know your stuff. So we're not going to lose, you know, when we're both gone here on this planet, your knowledge is still going to be out there, right?
It's going to be there. There's there's lots of somebodies that have built some really fine rods, and there's some other folks that have taken my rod class that have started little custom rod businesses of their own. And that's kind of gratifying too, that somebody's trying to emulate what I do. And I'm more than happy to help and work out and help answer questions that they might have and, you know, guide them along the way. And, you know, it's a two-way street. It's been fun.
Yep. Perfect. All right, Chris, well, I will put a link in the show notes so people can click over right now and enter this giveaway, and this is Lake Lady Rods, and it'll be at wetflyswing.com/Lake Lady Giveaway, so it'll make it real easy, but they can click over right now and enter it, and this is going to be good. This is going to be exciting. I can't wait. We did a recent giveaway, with a net recently, and it was really exciting because the person that won was super, super excited, and it was a really cool kind of event. So I think this is going to be the same way. And like you said, $900,000, that's not a cheap product, right? This is a pretty, pretty good winning. The winner that gets this is going to be awesome. So cool, Chris. It's a high end deal. Awesome. Well, thanks for your time, and we'll look forward to keeping in touch next week when we announce the winner.
Very good, Dave. I appreciate it very much.
So there you go. Wetflyswing.com/giveaway. That'll get you a chance to win this amazing rod. There's only a few days left to win this thing. So if you get a chance, you can add a new rod to your quiver. And Chris is going to walk you through step by step from scratch and customize this thing just for you. I want to thank Chris for putting in the effort to work with the winner on this podcast. This rod is going to be fun, and I know there are a few people listening who know of Chris's work, so happy that we were able to share this out with you. Please check in with Chris, even if you don't win, at lakeladyrods.com and say hi and tell him you heard about him on this podcast. That would help us tremendously. Thanks for listening today. And excited to jump in next week, and we're going to be going back into it. Another
another round. Actually, I think we're going to be jumping in maybe early this week. I think we might be surprising you. So stay tuned. Stay tuned next week. We got some more good stuff coming. All right. Have a good weekend and talk to you soon. Before we get out of here, I also want to say thanks to Brandon Moltsand for that amazing outro. The banjo is definitely one of my favorite instruments. And of course, it was cool to have Brandon on here for that intro. But stay tuned next week. We got another big surprise from Brandon. So that's just a little prelude to the big stuff next week.